Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up podcast. Despite one of the worst droughts in living memory in New South Wales, farmland values continue to soar. The state saw the median price per hectare increase by 9.8% in 2018. The increase was reflected nationally in Rural Bank's annual farmland values report, with a national increase of 10.7%. To find out more, I caught up with Rural Bank Head of Sales in the East, Jonathan Hewitt.
Well, at a national level, we've found a continuing trend of growth in the median price per hectare of rural farmland. In fact, it grew by 10% in the 2018 calendar year. And I guess what we did see was that it was a declining number of transactions relative to 2017, but still there was 8.7 million of hectare changed hands, with a total transaction value of around $9 billion.
Looking at it state by state, 99.9% of New South Wales has been in drought pretty much for more than 12 months now, yet we saw a median price per hectare increase by 9.6% in New South Wales in 2018. So what do you make of these numbers, particularly for New South Wales?
Yeah, I guess for what it does show is that as an asset class, rural land values in New South Wales have shown significant resilience, given the tough seasonal conditions. And I guess it's an element of the supply and demand equation. And with the drought, we've probably seen less properties on the market, so there's been lower volumes, which has helped, I guess, increase the price. But we've also seen a sort of a shift in what I describe as sort of the lower value properties, maybe sort of less than that $2,000 a hectare, to properties with a higher sort of median value. So that's been a contributing factor as well. So yeah, solid growth at 9.6%. Given the conditions.
And Gippsland in Victoria, that's really well publicised, the tough seasonal conditions that farmers there have been facing. Yet year on year, median price per hectare up by 15.2%.
Yeah, I guess we're still seeing. Whilst it has been tough conditions more recently, we're still seeing a capital flowing, if you like, to areas that have that sort of more reliable or higher rainfall, given the climatic conditions and climate change. So that does appear to be a trend.
What other trends did you take away from this year's report?
I think fundamentally that the trend is one of long-term growth. When you look at consistently, farmland values over long term have achieved growth rate. Essentially, the 24 years since Rural Bank's been looking at this data, it's been exceeding the growth rate on the median value, has been exceeding inflation as measured by CPI. So I think where we are right now, some of those drivers include the low interest rate environment. So the cost of capital is relatively cheap, which capital is obviously an important contributor to land transactions. But also we've had a run of strong commodity prices. When you look at livestock, particularly sheep and the wool component, as well as cattle and grain more recently, I guess, given the drought conditions. So, those two sort of more broader macroeconomic factors have been a factor to this, contributing to this ongoing long-term growth.
And a bit more on that. So those other factors, like having to bring in feed during drought, or the price of water and irrigation and water access, how much does that bear on people's desire to invest in farmland, but then to pay top dollar for it?
Yes, look, I suppose it's, as I said, I guess it's that long-term perspective in agriculture, and I think the farmland owners and operators, have that long-term view where they're prepared to still invest in quality properties that will be productive over the longer term, and enable them to ride out those sort of, cyclical elements, whether it's season and or commodity price.
That's Rural Bank Head of Sales, Jonathan Hewitt there, speaking on the increasing value of Australian farmland. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for this Thursday. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.